Welcome to the Tech Meme Ride Home for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Brian McCullough. Today, Apple continues discussions with folks to partner for AI products. Will the upcoming iPad event kick off Apple's AI strategy? Why does spending on AI seem to work for Google and Microsoft, but not for Meta? Why were a bunch of Apple users signed out of their accounts this weekend? And has AI already ruined Meta's family of apps? Here's what you missed today in the world of tech. Mark Gurman's sources say Apple has renewed discussions with OpenAI about using their technology to power some features in iOS 18. Talks with Google about using Gemini to do similar remain ongoing as well. So again, it seems like homegrown Apple AI tech, while there might be some of it coming to iOS, is maybe not yet ready to the degree that Apple feels it can go it alone. Quote, "The move marks a reopening of dialogue between the companies. Apple had talked to OpenAI about a deal earlier this year. The work between the two parties had been minimal since then. Apple also remains in discussions with Alphabet's Google about licensing that company's Gemini chatbot. Apple hasn't made a final decision on which partners it will use, and there's no guarantee that a deal will be worked out. It's possible that the company ultimately reaches an agreement with both OpenAI and Google, or picks another provider entirely. Representatives for Apple, OpenAI, and Google declined to comment. The next iPhone operating system will include several new features based on Apple's in-house large language model, AI software that can generate human-sounding text. But the company also has been seeking partners to power a chatbot-like feature akin to OpenAI's ChatGPT. Bloomberg first reported in March on the discussions, which have included AI startup Anthropic as well. Relying on partners would help accelerate Apple's push into chatbots and sidestep some risks. By outsourcing the generative AI features to another company, Apple is potentially lessening the liability for its platform," end quote. More from Gurman on Apple's AI strategy. His sources say the new iPad Pro launch coming, what is it, next week, will possibly come with an M4 chip and might serve as the unofficial kickoff of Apple's AI strategy that will be expanded upon at WWDC. Quote, "The big change with the M4, a new neural engine, will pave the way for fresh AI capabilities. Now here's another development. This year's Macs may not be the only AI-driven devices with M4 chips. I'm hearing there is a strong possibility that the chip in the new iPad Pro will be the M4, not the M3. Better yet, I believe Apple will position the tablet as its first truly AI-powered device, and that it will tout each new product from then on as an AI device. This, of course, is all in response to the AI craze that has swept the tech industry over the last couple years. By introducing the new iPad Pro ahead of its Worldwide Developers Conference in June, Apple could lay out its AI chip strategy without distraction. Then, at WWDC, it could focus on how the M4 chip and the new iPad Pros will take advantage of the AI software and services coming as part of iPadOS 18 later this year. I fully expect Apple to position the A18 chip in the iPhone 16 line as built around AI as well. To be fair, though, these new products aren't engineered and developed entirely around AI. This is partly about marketing. Hardware with even more impressive capabilities is further out. As I've reported, Apple is working on a tabletop iPad connected to a robotic arm, as well as a home robot. Beyond the M4 chip, the big change to the iPad Pro will be an OLED screen, bringing the crisper display technology from the iPhone to Apple's tablet. The iPad Air is getting a 12.9-inch screen size option for the first time, too. I've already discussed the new Magic Keyboard in depth, but here's a tidbit on the latest Apple Pencil. It will have haptic feedback for the first time," end quote. Of course, one of the pressures Apple is feeling around AI is from investors who want to see what Apple's strategy is going to be vis-a-vis this new computing paradigm. We've discussed before how Apple is in sort of a unique position. No cloud computing business like Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon. No huge publicly facing AI products like Meta, or at least not yet. But that brings us to something interesting we saw just last week. Basically, investors cheered Microsoft and Alphabet's huge AI spending plans as shares of both companies rallied significantly. The exact inverse happened to Meta, which saw its worst trading day in 18 months. What gives here? Quoting the journal, "The different reactions show how investors, 1 year into the AI boom, are becoming more discerning in how they interpret company spending and want to see a path to profit. said Rishi Jaluria, an analyst with RBC Capital. There is more scrutiny placed on what a company's AI strategy is, he said. If you don't have a strategy and are spending a lot, then there is going to be concern, end quote. Tech companies are in the midst of an infrastructure build-out not seen since the dot-com days and an expensive race to create products and services that use artificial intelligence. Building to accommodate AI is costly because the new technology requires a lot more computing power, energy, and pricey chips. Microsoft said it is on a path to spend $14 billion a quarter on equipment and property in the midst of its AI build-out, a number that it projected would increase in subsequent quarters. The company also pointed to evidence of some early returns on its investment. The company said 7 percentage points of the quarterly revenue growth in its Azure cloud computing business came from the use of its AI services. Much of that was likely from the use of OpenAI's products such as ChatGPT, which is hosted exclusively on Azure. Microsoft also charges for its AI-infused Copilot assistants, including its coding assistant GitHub Copilot, which the company disclosed has 1.8 million subscribers. Shares of Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet jumped after the companies suggested the spending was to meet growing demand for their AI products. That is partially why you see the capital investment in the shape it is, Microsoft's financial chief Amy Hood said on the company's earnings call Thursday, because right this minute, we do have demand that exceeds our supply by a bit, end quote. As Hood detailed the company's spending plans, Microsoft shares rose as much as 5% in after-hours trading. Hood said Microsoft will spend in sync with emerging demand movements. These expenditures over the course of the next year are dependent on demand signals and adoption of our services, she said, end quote. In other words, investors see the AI as a rising tide, rising the boats of companies with existing cloud products and infrastructures, which, notably, Meta doesn't have. In other words, investors see AI as a tide rising the boats of companies that have existing cloud products and infrastructures. They are seeing demand right now and are spending to meet it, also already profiting on that. More in a second. Meanwhile, with Meta, things are still speculative. Sure, I mentioned last week they are positioned well to introduce normal users to AI for the first time, but aside from spending more time inside of Meta's apps, does that make Meta more money, like, at all? And then there is the issue that all these sorts of AI products are so expensive to run. Quoting again, people get nervous with them and CapEx, said one analyst of Meta. Historically, Wall Street has been cautious around overheated infrastructure spending in the face of promised future profit. Some observers are comparing the current AI investment cycle to telecom companies' exuberant overbuilding of fiber optic networks more than 20 years ago. The dot-com boom of the 1990s led to speculation that soaring internet use would require enormous amounts of fiber optic cables to carry the traffic. Companies including Tyco International spent billions of dollars laying such cables that ultimately weren't needed. The cost of that overbuilding plus the dropping price of broadband from oversupply forced companies such as AboveNet, XO Communications, and Global Crossing to seek bankruptcy court protection. The low prices and excess capacity dogged the telecom industry for more than a decade. Unlike many companies in the dot-com era, the megacaps behind the current build-out of cloud infrastructure are already profitable, said Lei Chu, a portfolio manager at Alliance Bernstein, in a recent report. Today's profitable AI stalwarts are spending on cloud infrastructure primarily to improve efficiency, end quote. Microsoft and Alphabet said, much of the extra AI spending is being offset by cuts in other parts of their companies. They said their profit margins would be only slightly affected thanks to cost management they have done in other parts of the business, end quote. But it's been proven with the huge losses Facebook has delivered from the metaverse and spending therein, I guess Wall Street is not as confident in them when it comes to margin discipline. Real quick, let me underline some of the numbers that we just sort of obliquely hinted at. Just this last week, Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet disclosed that collectively they had spent more than $32 billion on data centers and other capital expenses in Q1 as they accelerate AI spending. That's just in one quarter. I saw a tweet this weekend that I have subsequently lost track of, suggesting that this is more than ExxonMobil spends per year, not just in one quarter, but per year to extract oil from the ground. Something, something, data is the new oil indeed. Let's be real for a minute. Most guys would wear a t-shirt every day of their lives if they could. The problem is that most t-shirts are not acceptable to wear at work or out on a hot date night. But today's sponsor, Cuts, has finally changed that. Cuts T-shirts are such high-quality, wrinkle-free, and so buttery soft that you can look like you're dressing up even when you're dressing down. Yeah, you heard that. Wrinkle-free. You never have to substitute comfort for fashion ever again. If you see me in a T-shirt, it's likely one from Cuts. I'm also a huge fan of their AO 5-pocket pants, the right sort of step up from jeans without going all the way into dress pants, like literally my ideal Venn diagram of professional-looking but comfortable feeling. When you touch something from Cuts, you can immediately feel the quality. Their proprietary fabric blends are ridiculously soft and breathable, they don't wrinkle, and they look way more expensive than they actually are. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use code RIDE at checkout. That's 20% off your order at cutsclothing.com with promo code RIDE. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Experience the perfect blend of style and comfort with Cuts Clothing. cutsclothing.com, promo code RIDE for 20% off. Whenever I need to do financial research for this show, for instance, during tech earnings season when I have to analyze how various companies' stocks have been performing, I only ever turn to our sponsor today, Yahoo Finance. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or looking for that extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They are the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. Securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. The Financial Times has become the latest publisher to deal with OpenAI, to train AI models on its archived content, and let ChatGPT respond with short summaries of FT articles, quoting, well, the Financial Times. The agreement also allows ChatGPT to respond to questions with short summaries from FT articles with links back to FT.com. This means that the chatbot's 100 million users worldwide can access FT reporting through ChatGPT while providing a route back to the original source material. Apart from the benefits to the FT, there are broader implications for the industry. It's right, of course, that AI platforms pay publishers for the use of their material. OpenAI understands the importance of transparency, attribution, and compensation, all essential for us, said FT Chief Executive John Ridding. At the same time, it's clearly in the interests of users that these products contain reliable sources, he said. Brad Lightcap, OpenAI's chief operating officer, said, our partnership and ongoing dialogue with the Financial Times is about finding creative and productive ways for AI to empower news organizations and journalists and enrich the ChatGPT experience with real-time world-class journalism for millions of people around the world. It is the fifth such deal to be struck by OpenAI over the past year, following similar agreements with the U.S.-based Associated Press, Germany's Axel Springer, France's Le Monde, and Spain's Prisa Media. Financial terms were not disclosed. End quote. Interesting to me that this specifically allows people to get summaries of FT stories. This is, I believe, the first time a publisher has allowed something like that. A number of Apple users said over the weekend they had been logged out of their Apple IDs across multiple devices. This started apparently on April 26th. That forced them to reset their passwords before logging back in. This includes our own Chris Messina, who was out of town at an AI conference, which is kind of not when you want to suddenly be locked out of your accounts. Not that there's a good time for that to happen. Quoting 9to5 Mac, there appears to be an increasingly widespread Apple ID outage of some sort impacting users tonight. A number of people on social media say they were logged out of their Apple ID across multiple devices on Friday evening and forced to reset their password before logging back in. Apple's system status webpage doesn't indicate that any of its services are having issues this evening. Still, it's clear based on social media reports that something wonky is going on behind the scenes at Apple. A few of us here at 9to5 Mac have also been directly affected by the problem. People are being signed out of their Apple ID across all their devices. If you try to sign in with your original Apple ID password, you'll be locked out of your account. You'll then be forced to reset your password before being able to sign back in. There doesn't appear to be any rhyme or reason as to why this is happening. Whether what's happening on Friday evening has any relation to the ongoing password reset attacks problem that we've been tracking for several weeks is unclear right now. Additionally, if you have stolen device protection enabled, being signed out of an Apple ID randomly can present an especially big headache if you're away from a trusted location. Another problem, if you reset your Apple ID password, any app-specific passwords you had previously set up via iCloud will be reset as well. I've asked Apple for more information and will update if I hear anything back, end quote. What's interesting is that, as far as I can tell, we still haven't heard anything about this from Apple, which seems odd. Finally today, kind of a product review. How is the whole putting AI into Meta's family of apps going? Fast Company says AI is making Meta's apps basically unusable. As the company adds Meta AI everywhere, and viral user-generated AI images proliferate on Facebook and Instagram. Quote, the Meta AI experience has so far been a spam-filled one. Nowhere is that clearer than on Instagram, where the search function, once a place to look up a friend's account, now exists seemingly to usher users into a conversation with a chatbot. Ask Meta AI anything, it now reads in my search bar. No. I just want to look up my dog's daycare to see if they posted any pictures of her. This new Instagram header also features a side-scrolling list of prompts for interacting with the AI. Imagine rooftop gardens, advice for modern stoics, anime reels. Frankly, it's bizarre that the most powerful social media advertising company in the world has so little information about me after a decade and a half of use that it cannot even give me personalized suggestions about how I might use this dang thing. I have no rooftop, and if they think I'm interested in stoicism or anime, they're beyond help. Worse, the Meta AI has already been acting strangely. Seemingly unprompted, the AI chimed in by replying to a post on a Parents Focus Facebook group to claim it had a disabled yet gifted child, according to 404 Media. I have a child who is also 2E and has been part of the NYC Gifted and Talented program, the bot said. 2E, or twice exceptional, is a term for gifted students with intellectual disabilities. The rules of engagement on Facebook groups are complicated, the etiquette arcane. But here's one good rule for any robot cosplaying as a human aide. Don't pretend to be a sentient being with a disabled child. But to harp exclusively on this influx of meta-made AI would be to ignore the onslaught of user-generated AI that's proliferating across the system. My Facebook is engulfed with AI-generated images and gullible users who seem to have no idea they are looking at fakes. One popular page called Classic Living keeps appearing in my newsfeed. This reminds me of Grandma's Kitchen, one post read, alongside an image of an ornate greenhouse-looking kitchen with teal cabinetry and stone archways outlining casement windows. But if you zoom in, you'll see that the dangling pots and pans are disfigured, the stones are angled oddly, and the knives in the block all blend together. Still, the reviews are raves. This is an amazing kitchen, one person commented. Now that's my dream kitchen, another said. A few caught on. Don't know about you, but my grandma's kitchen was designed and crafted by human beings, not a computer. The introduction of Meta AI, a suite of intentional tools designed to make users' lives easier and, more importantly, for the company, spending more time with Meta products, is an intentional salvo into a trendy area of emerging technology. If it fails, it'll either be because users genuinely do not want to interact with AI where they're seeing friends' baby pictures, or it'll fail because it's made the entire experience kind of crappy and annoying. But the real scourge of AI is coming from the users. After years of countering misinformation around politics and the pandemic, AI has bred a kind of confusion that's hard to fully scrub or even detect. All this AI has a confounding effect, too. Its mere presence makes people question reality, even when images are, in fact, real. On social media, reality has never been more bent and twisted, end quote. Nothing for you today. Talk to you tomorrow.